This heat is brutal. As someone from the tropical subcontinent of India, you should know that fanning yourself in a humid environment only raises your body temperature.
Huh. That does explain why the servants used to look so hot while they were fanning me. Let's get our minds off how uncomfortable we are. We could take some more stimulated instrument readings.
My major focus at the moment is keeping my claustrophobia at bay.
How's that going?
You tell me. I feel like I can't breathe, and I am tempted to crack you open and suck the air right out of your lungs.
Sure, if this is too much, we can stop.
We're not stopping.
Hey, you don't want to bite my head off?
I apologize. I'm plagued by an internal struggle.
If you would just use the bucket, you'd be so much more comfortable.
My struggle is emotional.
Is it Amy?
It's dark matter. When I entered the field of string theory, I was a prodigy. I rose to a position of respect, and I assumed my career would continue on that upward trajectory. Now here I am in my 30s, and back at square one. And frankly, it's frightening.
Shannon, you know what I think of when I'm scared? Voyager.
Voyager the space probe or Voyager the Star Trek TV show?
The space probe.
Good. I am too hot and tired to go on about how much I hate Voyager the TV show.
By the time I was born, Voyager 1's mission was supposed to be over. It had seen Jupiter, Saturn, and all their moons. But it kept going. When I left India for America, I was never more scared in my life. I had no idea what lay ahead. Whenever I feel that way, I think about how Voyager is still out there. Somewhere beyond our solar system. Going further than anyone ever thought of.
Don't leave! You can do this!
Sheldon, is everything okay?
It's too late for Cooper Polly. Let's go!
11 minutes. That's longer than I thought.